Well, hi. How are you all doing today? Good, good. Now, I can't remember. Were you at camp? No, you weren't at camp. All right. Well, I went up to camp on Thursday, and I talked with some of them. Hi, how are you? What a beautiful dress you're wearing. How? It can be hard to be in front of this many people. I understand. You know, one of the things I mentioned that I went up to camp and saw some of our youth who were up at camp this week, and it seemed like one of the things that they were very excited about. You went to Monterey yesterday?
Yeah.
Did you have fun? Good. Well, I'm glad you had fun, and I'm glad you're back safely and wearing such a pretty dress. Good. So one of the things that those kids up at camp were very excited about coming down for, and this is a new thing for me. I've never been in the town, spent much time in the town where it is, but it's something called Comic-Con. Maybe you've heard of that. Yeah. And so applause from the choir. Well done. And so I thought it might be appropriate for me to share one of my Bibles. I have a bunch of Bibles in my office, and I like to have different translations of the Bible because I think it helps me to understand it a little better. And this one is sort of a unique Bible. I got this from the last church where I was. It's called the Action Bible, and it's a comic book Bible. And I thought it might be appropriate to talk about a comic book Bible while Comic-Con is going on. And so if we look in the comic book Bible, it's all sort of comic booky. It's all fun. Now, this isn't the entire complete Bible. And, you know, there are some, especially some of the letters from Paul that are hard to put into a graphic format like this. Sometimes you just don't want to include it anyway. Never mind. So there are lots of cool. Here's a story about the roof of Rahab, which is out of the book of Joshua. Here's the story of Samson and Delilah, and you can see pictures of Samson with his long hair and his big giant muscles. And you know, if we go a little bit later in the book, like with our regular Bibles, we get into the New Testament and we hear about Jesus and hear stories about the birth of Jesus and Jesus asking his disciples, "Who is it that people say that I am, and who do you say that I am?" Right? That's in both Mark and Matthew. Some trouble around Passover, and there's stuff in there, and the crucifixion of Jesus, and that's hard to look at the graphics, and Jesus ascending into heaven. Here's some of the stuff from Paul and him being blinded. Here's the story of the Ethiopian eunuch. So there's lots of great stories in this Bible. There's a couple of bookmarks in here. My son Cameron likes to read through this Bible. Now, do you think it's okay to have a comic book Bible? Do you think it's okay to have a comic book Bible? What do you think? You're a little dicey on it. Okay. All right. You think it's okay? All right. You're still not sure. If you want to borrow it to make sure, you just let me know. One of the things that I am really excited about when it comes to church is I think there are lots of ways we can talk about our faith. I think there are lots of ways we can talk about our God. I think there are lots of ways we can talk about Jesus. And one of the things that I think is important is how do we choose to talk about God, right? And we might talk about it in ways where we say things that are hard to understand, right? We all have words in church that are just church words, right? Would you bring up in conversation the word liturgy outside of the church? Probably not, right? That's a church word. We're probably not going to use that. So we might, when we talk about our faith, when we talk about God, when we talk about Jesus, we might want to think about who is the person that we're talking to and how is it best for them to hear it. If you're talking to somebody who speaks Spanish and only speaks Spanish, do you want to tell them about your God in English? They're probably not going to understand. You were in something. Was this about your trip to Monterey?
Yeah.
Yeah? So if you're talking to somebody in Monterey, maybe they speak Monterean. But you want to speak someone's language, right? But not everybody thinks of language only in terms of Spanish and, you know, Urdu and...
We went to Playville.
You went to Playville?
Huh?
Okay. I'm not sure what that is, but I'm sure you had a good time.
Yeah.
Good. You might not want to speak English to someone who speaks French, but there are lots of other languages beyond those, right? One of the languages has to do with age. Sometimes you speak a language I don't understand, and so do my kids, and maybe your parents feel the same way, right? I've met teenagers, and sometimes they say things I don't understand. Yet sometimes I, as a 40-something-year-old, have trouble understanding some of the things that my grandmother says. She's 96. She has sort of a different lingo. We all speak English. So sometimes age can have some of that effect. But I think, when we've talked about this before, I think music is a language. And sometimes we can use music to tell the language of our faith. And sometimes there are folks who understand this language. And we can use even this language to tell the stories of our faith. One of the things the Walkers and I have talked about is how we can even use things like secular music to tell the stories of our faith. You know, my focus in seminary was on the theology of secular music. In other words, how we find God when we listen to rock and roll on the radio and it's not the Christian stations, because I think we can. This is all to tell you that I think there are lots of ways to talk about God in our faith, and I hope that you will understand yourself in a way that you can talk about your faith in a way that's real for the people around you. Let's pray. If you remember, I like to pray, and I like to say it and for you all to repeat after me, okay? Oh, are we holding hands? Oh, she wants to hold hands. Can we do that? Is that okay? Oh, good. That's a good idea. Dear God, thanks for the way you speak to us, and help us to understand. Help us to speak to your people using all the languages of your people. Help us to hear you. Help us to speak your words and live your love. Amen. All right. Thank you all for coming up. I enjoyed talking with you.